Blog Talk Radio.
On a double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
Brand new banger.
Got it.
banger.
It's yours.
We're jamming with the King.
It's yours.
A new mix.
It's yours. It's yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours.
I'm
realities of life have taken toll. Even these Christ forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole. Take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul. That's all I know we need to. These evil streets will meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to survive illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross. Whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger.
The hip hop list. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, Tuesday afternoon. It's your man, Jimmy, 11 in the building. King Scratch, Sweetie, and my still holding down in the early minutes. A half hour, whatever the fuck y'all want to call it. How y'all doing?
What the business is?
What's up, Broham?
Oh, shit.
I'm doing
like,
how you doing?
Hey, Sweetie.
Sweetie!
Yeah. We had Miss everywhere on, but I guess we wasn't in his time, so he'll be back later on.
And you know I gotta put the Sweetie on
there,
you know what I'm saying?
Right on, right on. What's been going on in the world of True West?
Oh, not a damn thing, just trying to find me a place to move. I'm getting kicked out, so.
Well, it's time for y'all to saddle up and load up the boxes and move the ticket.
I ain't moving in no goddamn Texas. Fuck that.
Come on, you done already bought the tornadoes and floods to California, so you might want to come on out here and join.
Yeah, y'all can have it. Y'all be having too much motherfucking wild shit going down there in y'all hood for me to be down there.
What you talking about?
Oh, man.
Y'all weather is fuck.
Oh, and then man,
if it's
y'all
hot, it's hot.
No.
I ain't going that way. See? Fuck that. Y'all used to it because y'all live there all y'all damn life. Shit, not me. Mm-hmm.
I did. But you 2 or 3 miles from the desert.
But look, though, I've been down in Texas with some badass shit happen when I was out there. No. Mm-mm.
You just a victim of circumstance, man. A victim of circumstance.
What the fuck you mean, victim of circumstance? That's y'all goddamn weather. That shit just be, you never know what's going to happen type of shit.
Say, man, we get awful seasons in a day sometimes.
Yep, that's why no Texas.
Yeah, you never know.
I decline.
I'm figuring I was around here today, man. I thought I was going to have to still make it fly fast for a little while it got fired.
Nope. I can't do nothing for you, man.
You got to give it a try. You got to give it a try.
What you mean, give
y'all
it a try?
Kind of subliminal. I'm the closer to they say as the equator. I'm closer to the equator than Houston. So I tend to do moderate differently.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Nigga, I moved to Alaska before I moved to Texas, nigga.
Oh, man.
Now, see, you know what? That is a bit of curiosity for me. Because I got some friends and so-called relatives that stay in Alaska. And, you know, my whole life, all I knew about Alaska was Eskimo pies, and igloos, you know, What is a Saint Bernard dog? What's the one they have on the beer mug on your throat?
The husky?
No, the beer mug, that ain't him. That's the fucking they got the goddamn shit around their neck. No, not him. Not in Alaska. You talking about the motherfucker got the goddamn Drake on their neck to where they Saint Bernard. Nigga, you talking about they got the drink on there to warm a motherfucker up. Here, take this drink. Oh, out there they got Alaskan Huskies. Those motherfuckers, they be pulling motherfucking sleds around, about 6 or 7 or 8 of them motherfuckers.
I ain't moving to Texas. Yeah, I'm good.
I ain't doing 6 months ago.
Going
either.
Down out there.
Where is that at? Where they have 6 months of dark and 6 months of light all day long?
Alaska.
Oh,
yeah.
I got some trees out there in different parts. They garden on the east side of the house and shit.
That's Antarctica.
How do they give the igloos and make fires on the inside of the igloo? I ain't figured that out yet.
Man, these
are
goddamn, they know how to build igloos and you don't.
I couldn't build an igloo big enough for me no way, because I can't see me crawling through the hole.
Well, they got a whole mansion, nigga. A whole mansion here, glue. Where is Love at? He upstairs in this here, glue.
Mm-mm.
He up in the dome. I just thought it was crazy, though, because you never see the... just think about it.
They know how to do that shit, cuz. We go out there and try to be an igloo, that shit's a motherfucking milk as soon as we get down there. We got the igloo, let's start a fire inside. Start crying on them.
No disrespect, Tweepy, but I want to see what it's like to make in an igloo.
Oh, you can do what you want to do. But I was just saying. I'm sure they still do that out there in different parts because it's a part of their culture. But I actually know people that live in houses and stuff. And really from different people, like one guy is from Atlanta, but he went out there to stay out of shit, and it's working. I mean, he's married now and all that, got his little indoor gardening thing going on and everything. I know them light bills be high as hell, though, because it's cold all the time. And see, now, they used to it. That's what I'm not used to. I'm not used to that at all. It's
right.
Way too cold for me.
Yeah, well.
Way.
I'm just saying. See, if we was actually motherfuckers that was born out there, we'd know how to make the motherfuckers. We'd know how to make the igloos to where them Eskimos anyway, while you bullshit. But we'll know how to make the motherfuckers to where we can make a fire in the inside and it won't melt the goddamn roof.
No fucking way.
I thought the fire was on the outside. The fire on the inside?
The fire would be in it. They'd be in an igloo with the fire in the inside.
Oh, damn.
Oh, hell yeah. talk. You got to look that shit up. Motherfucker got the fire in the inside of igloo and it's made out of motherfucking...
Yeah.
It's made out of motherfucking bricks that they put together to make the igloos together.
Oh, I've seen that.
I don't know where to get the wood from.
Huh?
I want to know where they find wood.
They ain't got no wood. That's all ice, nigga.
It's ice block.
So you burn it ice?
Hey, look, I'm pretty sure they gonna find some wood somewhere to burn in the inside. But the whole goddamn
look,
place is made out of ice.
Okay. Now, me being an old boy scout, let's take for instance of this. I know that with a stone and a stick, you can produce fire with a stone and a stick. Now, my question is...
I bet $500 you can't do that right now. But okay, go ahead.
Well, we shall see, Kimo Sabe. Me take them YouTube backwoods. Me take them YouTube backwoods. Only tomahawk and brimstone.
We're going to have to do the firewood. We're going to have to do the firewood challenge. I want to tell my ass to get that stick with that string, with that goddamn rock, and make some goddamn fire. You gonna turn the camera away and then put the lighter on there and say, see, look, the shit is on.
Now I have to show you how it sparks, my boy.
I'm calling bullshit.
Well, I'm just saying. I've been on a what do you call those camping expeditions? You know, we did that early in school. We went and stayed in the woods when we was like 13, 14. Maybe 12 or something like that. But we had a crazy-ass science teacher that got the school to okay us to go out to a camping field trip overnight and stay in the woods and live off. Well, actually, it was a week-long expedition. Weekend, whatever you call it. It was very fun and very enlightening to be out into the atmosphere and to embrace nature's beauty. Because, you know, we had to find our own wood to build our fires. One, we had to establish a camp area, you know, that was close enough for us to, you know, search out and get water and food. You know, so it was a great experience, man. We also went canoeing in every damn thing.
What was it called,
Scout? Yeah.
Hey, check this out. Me being a grown man, if I know I'm going out there, I'm gonna be a boxer like 50 lighters.
Well, of course, you know, one of our badass had some lighters, so we got
like
to smoke.
I'm fucking lighters in that bitch. Because if one go off, nigga, I start a fire, I burn this whole goddamn forest down. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm bringing Benadryl with me. I got to
have
Benadryl.
Yeah.
That you would need.
Sweet be coming. Let me get 1,000 Benadryls.
Benadryl and all.
And,
yeah, Benadryl and all.
95 beers.
You would be what they call drunken bourbon.
Wait. I be sitting up there watching Ham Love trying to make a goddamn fire. And I just be sitting back looking at it, laughing at his dumb ass, and I got 50 lighters.
I would kick your ass in the woods, my man. I'm trying to make some motherfuckers.
No, you have to catch me first, motherfucker.
See, I know you ain't gonna run for it because you in the woods. You ain't gonna just take it off like that.
I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go far enough away from you so you have to run and try to catch me, and I just move
you
every
got,
time.
All you gotta do is run around the circle. Don't go out the
and
woods.
And I'm gonna be sparking the light every time I run from. Sick. I said, you did that for 2 hours trying to light a fire, and I got 50 lighters.
That's really fucked up, though.
No, I mean, that's comedy. This nigga be out there, you know when they get that little rock and they got them stone and they be trying to make that little sport, and they be sitting up there taking them a while, I just be sitting up there looking at you. I probably light a goddamn blunt while you sitting there.
That's the shit I be talking about right there.
Be like, how this nigga light a blunt when I'm trying to light a fire?
Nigga look over there at your clothes by you be there little, so long trying
but
to start a fire.
But you probably won't even realize you'll still be trying to light that fire with that little stove and that
you
rocking. You be trying to light that
you
thing.
You
won't even realize that I'm smoking the blunt.
I ain't gonna lie, that was funny.
Somebody smoking
some
weed?
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Mr. Everywhere, what up, bro?
He probably on another important call. You know, he's the man of the hour. Too sweet to be sour.
Yeah, you be sitting up there trying to light that fire. I'll be up there smoking the blood. That nigga like, how you light that blood?
Let me ask you this. Okay. Now what are we gonna do when it's time to eat? We ain't got nothing to eat. What you gonna do about that? Do you like fish?
Yeah. But goddamn, if I got the lighters, we can't cook the fish. Because your goddamn, your stick and stones ain't working to light the damn fire.
If I'm trying to start a motherfucking fire to cook some goddamn fish and you sit on there with a lighter smoking the blood, then we're going out.
Hey, well, you catch the fish, I'll give you the fire so we can all eat. Then I'll probably let y'all get the blood. And we gotta make sure Sweet Pea got her medicine so she'd be alright.
Brandon, we'll see if you take a pill for the red hour.
Hey, look, that'll be a fucked up field trip for us, though.
It would actually be nice, man. I mean, you know. Mm-mm. I can actually just see a little extravaganza staying out under the moonlight. Campfire and, you know, just sitting around chilling.
No, that'd be fucked up for me anyway, because, nigga, I ain't know. Y'all from the sticks. I'm from the bricks. So I wouldn't like that anyway, because I'm looking for spiders and scorpions and snakes and bears and, that shit wouldn't be good for me.
You looking for a scorpion?
Well, you need to be real now. You need to stop your over-exaggerating. Yeah. You doing too much now, Scratch.
Alligators, all that shit. I'm just out there
like, man, I'm scared though. I couldn't even go to sleep.
Who does sleep in the woods?
Shit, I don't know. And every time you hear something coming, you be like, what? Okay, now you got to go pee-pee or something, nigga. You got to go somewhere and piss, and here come a raccoon type of shit. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Nah. I did that shit when I was younger, but no, not now, nigga. I'm too old to be trying to die.
Nigga, when you were young, you was a part of the Wild Wild West here. We knew about that era in the 1900s.
Not the 1900s.
Nigga, I was about to say, nigga, I ain't that fucking old, cuz.
Hey, Swifty, this nigga with Kevin doing the Great Depression. Nigga, you trying to get away.
Somebody said that to me, so you were born in the 1900s. I'm like, I'll get y'all ass.
Think if I was born in the 1900s, I'd be the richest motherfucker on the planet right now.
Well,
I don't know, man.
1900. We all was.
Oh, Lord.
I was born in 1900 something, but not 1900.
And I'm telling you, that nigga was born during the Great Depression.
No. No, no, no. No, no.
Oh.
No, no. No, 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 no.
Who was that, 1929? Who was that, 1929? I can jig at you, lady, because you're only a few years older than me, just a few. So, you know, I can make them senior citizen jokes.
Oh, I tripping?
Because it's like kicking me in my ass right now.
I'm just saying how it would be. Me, you, Sweet Pea, Mr. Edwin, JoJo, we all out in the wilderness trying to survive.
Are we gonna make it then? We gonna be cool.
Shit, JoJo probably gonna have fun.
Oh hell yeah,
JoJo
that's
gonna be right
trip.
In.
I
you
have
know,
like,
he wanted.
I'm the only one with 50 lighters, so I'm the only one can light survive.
But
so
JoJo,
I want them kids to sit up here with my 50 lighters, and then y'all got to do all the work.
I ain't going to be in no
way. We're going to have 50 blunts rolled and
50 in the car. Hey, I ain't going to be in no wilderness club. And when y'all get bit in the dick, y'all going to have to suck your own poison out.
I suck his shit. I'm just saying.
See, that's why when you're in the wilderness, you tuck your pants leg in your socks. You got to tuck your pants leg in your socks.
I have my 50 lighters and I be up in the tree while y'all motherfuckers down there trying to survive.
Oh, you going to be up there where the raccoon going to be at.
Oh, if a raccoon come, I got enough lighters to light his ass on fire. Get your ass back.
Nigga,
that's
gonna be dinner for
tonight.
Throwing
leaf of cars and shit at you. The squirrels be throwing shit at people, acting like they sheriff.
Hey, hell yeah. Buddha Ali is in the building.
It's your boy.
Buddha be down there. What's going on, Charlie? That shit too. He'll be getting bit by the snakes, and I'll be up in the trees looking
they
at dogs.
They talk about going in the woods, hanging out with Bigfoot.
Oh, damn it, Bigfoot come, hell yeah, y'all really fucked.
Yeah,
I see all y'all run from Bigfoot, I'm gonna be in the tree looking at y'all like, ha ha.
Y'all are too fucking scary, man. We're gonna have to get over this some type of way.
Both of y'all done just went from one extreme to the next, because have love know that it's houses and stuff to stay in, like the little cabins. I halfway grew up in the little shit cabin houses. You really be thinking you are the house. I look back now, I be like, damn, there was a shack. Shacks like motherfucker, all of them. But hey, we were straight though, and we were safe. So I'd rather go stay up in one of them, like my grandma's house. I'll go down there and fish and all that, but at nighttime, I'm going to have to get up in the bed that's stacked up on the other stuff. You know how they stack them up on the bricks and stuff? That's where I'm going to have to be at.
Country! So country!
Yeah. It's making country your mind, don't it?
Yep.
Y'all country as hell. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
I
I'm out. I know I have to have me some kind of electronic device to get me the fuck up out of there. We ain't even about to be in no country together. And I know, goddamn well, Buddha Ali, he probably be like, hell yeah, let's go out here in the country, nigga. We go do some country cool. No, fuck that.
Yeah, Buddha Ali gonna come back with the fish.
You
know what
to
do.
Indeed. Shit.
He gonna come back
with the fish.
He gonna come back with the food, but he gonna need my liners to cook the motherfucker.
Man, I'm feeling we travel, man.
Y'all crazy.
We're gonna have to get down on you for a couple of these lighters.
No, no, you're gonna have to climb up the tree to get the lighters from me.
It's really like this, yeah. You always take a compass for one with you, and you always take a small magnifying glass.
Yeah.
So therefore, during the day, you make your fire with the magnifying glass. You make your fire with that.
Yeah.
But you can't do shit when it's dark, and I got 50 lighters.
Yeah,
but it's cause it's dark in the daytime, because you know there ain't gonna be no lighters out there at night. So your biggest problem is gathering enough wood in the daytime so that you don't have to go out at night and thinking you're picking up a limb and you pick up one of them.
I tell you what the dumbest shit would be. You get the magnifying glass and then get the lighter and try to light the fire through the magnifying glass.
You can do it.
That is bad. Ain't impossible.
That they got the lighter behind the magnifying glass trying to light the fire through the magnifying glass.
Yeah, that is a bad situation.
What's that?
Everybody knows when you're in the woods, you pull out your magnifying glass at high noon and start your fire. And thereafter, you keep your fire lit all day and night.
All right. Well, I'm with you, man. I'm just fucking with y'all, man. You know y'all.
Hey.
Got my motherfucker because I know for a fact I'll never be caught in the wild with y'all motherfuckers anyway.
Look. You one person that don't say what you ain't gonna do, because you already said you wouldn't live where the alternatives and fluid. And not too close to the city, you're not too close to the desert. You're right there at each one.
That nigga say, I live in the white part of California. The white part of California, they goddamn whole goddamn houses that slide down the hill.
He said the right part, right?
Right?
That motherfucker, whole houses is going down the hill right now. All the rain and shit you've been having around here, all them goddamn them white folk houses going right down the hill. Nigga, my house still here.
He said you stay in the right part, like the correct part of California, because it's not too close. And you thought he said the white part.
Okay, if he said the right part, I got it. If he's in the white part, no, you're wrong.
No, I didn't say white. I said the whites.
Okay, good. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I might have got it wrong, but I'm just saying. Yeah, because I'm not getting ready. I'm not sliding down no goddamn hills.
See, that's a problem. That's a part of that commercial, like, you know, for tourists that you got, you know. Would you say tired of them white dudes doing your tracks? Oh, that was white dudes.
I didn't say that.
Tired of white dudes doing your tracks? Come to the truth. We got you. No, I didn't say white.
It was a long time for me to realize that's what you were saying, you know. You had to
but no, that's what everybody thought I was saying.
Exactly, exactly.
Oh,
oh
man. Y'all too goddamn funny right now.
You know, y'all, we gonna go to a cut the cut right quick, you know what I'm saying? We gonna come back on this motherfucker, dog. If you're tuning in that live, you like to join the show, hit us up. 323-342-1597. Yeah. Do that. First one that I will get at you, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all motherfuckers too funny. I love y'all. Y'all crazy.
It's true, man. Let's go.
And now, more feel-good music. C-O-U-N-E-O-Y.
Dude.
minute. Trail ride girls, high jean with some boots on. Mess around with a country girl, you ain't going home. She look good, she cook good. Shawty a beat when she on that wood.
Turn to your right, take it on the round.
paper trail. I don't play with dogs unless it's Annabelle. Ain't both talking, but I'm smooth as hell. No tummy tuck, but I cut for real. No makeup, but I apply well. No breast lift, I just support the thrill.
Good foot, put heavy on a good foot. One little lean, now everybody shook, shook. Right foot, left foot, heavy when I shook, shook. Slide to the right, now don't put your good foot. Lean to the left, now lean with a good foot. Left foot, left foot, here to my loop, loop. Right foot, left foot, clean when I shook, shook. Cut to the left, step back just to feel good. Now I'ma leave you bitches in the barn. For now, it's true.
Hip hop.
Lamborghini Mercy.
For hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
And just like that, we back in the building, man. King Scratch, 3 feet. Mr. Everywhere, Buddha Ozzy, we all up in the shelf, man. What's going on? Back from a small music break, you know what I'm saying? On the country trip, the country shit. Yeah.
Y'all make me want to wear cowboy boots again. You know how long we've been since I wore boots and shit like that?
Man, you know what? I had a pair of boots when they were ropers. Anybody remember them ropers? Everybody had to have some ropers in school. Man, I used to wear I had the pair of... year-round ropers. We played basketball, baseball, football, everything in our ropers.
Man, it's a picture of me. When I was about, I think, 3 years old or something like that, I had on a pink dress. And I asked a damn fool, and everybody want to know in the picture, why come I got on boots in the picture? But I got on boots because the boot is black. And at the top of them, they had a little string of pink, and they had me in a pink dress. You couldn't tell me it didn't match.
I know you thought you was the flyest girl in the box.
What did I? Come on, man.
Couldn't tell you shit.
Wasn't leaving the house without them. They still talking about it. They still talking about it 30-some years later.
What?
My daddy ain't and say you show mess up that picture.
With them boots.
Yeah.
And I bet them was your favorite motherfucking boots. You done everything in the world in them, mama.
Oh yeah, man. Of course. Back then, yeah. And then I had some little brown designs on them and stuff like that. When I started being up here all the time, it wasn't really no need to be buying them, so I stopped having them so much. And shoot, that's it. But the way the weather been now, I'm ready to get some. I'm tired of this. You don't know what season it's going to be. You don't know if it's going to be cold in the morning. It's going to be hot all day. Then it's going to be cold again at night time.
Yeah.
I got me a new song now.
What's that?
My song is called I'm City, So City.
You saw what?
I'm
City.
You got country, I
want to
be city.
Oh, so you city now. I'm city. So city. Now, see, it's going to be legal to get that confused when you come out with it. Because they're going to take you saying you shitty.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, when you see the big ass motherfucking buildings, they gonna know it ain't city. It ain't no goddamn big turds, nigga.
I was just saying, with the way you carry your words, you know, I'm quite sure city and city is going to get confused, just like you did with white guys and white guys.
I could be city too, though.
Yeah. I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Getting your proper etiquette on.
I ain't got no proper etiquette.
Well, you know the funny thing about being from Houston, people swear that you, you country, you a country girl. And I sit there and I think about it, I'm like, they have no damn idea. Like, Houston really ain't the country like that. Like, my people are from the country. And they're like, Houston, it's nothing near it. We still got to walk up to the front road to use the phone where my dad and them from.
Wow.
Yeah, you ain't got, like, no internet or nothing right in your area. You know, to the Wi-Fi, you got to walk up to the front road up there by the church house.
Hey, when the last time y'all seen a pay phone?
Ooh, man, I don't know. They need to bring them back, though.
When the last time you actually went somewhere and saw a payphone?
It's been a long time. It was in the late 1800s.
That nigga said the late 1800s. You was born then? Goddamn.
The late 1900s.
You're old as fuck. It's crazy because, like, it's a store, like, right by my house. And they got the thing where the phone used to be, but the phone ain't there no more.
Yeah.
It's a lot of them on MLK. Usually by the bus stop where a lot of them used to be at. Or, like, on the side of corner stores and stuff.
I don't know why. I mean, my thing is this. They still need to have them motherfuckers out there because some people got emergencies. Oh, shit, I left my cell phone. I got to call somebody. These motherfuckers chasing me type of shit.
Well, you remember back when phone booths was real popular. They had a code that you could dial to make free phone calls.
They used to give you a card so you could make the call off of your house phone.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, right now the way shit is, motherfuckers need a cell phone. They need the motherfucking phone booth to where if something is going down and you ain't got your phone, you gotta call somebody, call them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers be getting kidnapped. Motherfuckers just chasing motherfuckers. They need to just be able to go up, grab that phone and call somebody. And then they need to make it free for the first motherfucking 5 or 10 minutes. Hey, this motherfucker is chasing me. I'm over here. I need y'all to come and get me type of shit. Fuck putting motherfucking coins in there. None of that shit.
I mean, you should be able to call 911 for free from every phone. I don't know why you can't either. But you know what I want to say? I don't know if it's still down there, but the last time I saw a payphone was outside the jailhouse.
Oh, they always by the jailhouse.
Yeah, that's the last place I ever seen one. But it's a lot of people who work there. On the next street, you know, the streets are all one way here now. So the people, a lot of people in business suits and stuff wait right there. That's the way the buses run.
They always got payphone by the goddamn by jail out because when niggas get out of jail, they got to call somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just saying, they need to have payphones everywhere. And you got like at least five minutes to call somebody and tell them, look, I'm over here on such and such. These motherfuckers pray for me. Y'all got to come get me type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
K-9 in the house.
Hey,
you gotta come and call for him. I'm on Belfort
and
Martin Luther King,
not a Jackson
about
it. Come get me. Let my phone. I'll be like, K-9, he's gonna try to steal me. Come get me.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What's that? What y'all got going on, man? I'm just tapping in right now. Just getting tuned in. What y'all got going on for the night?
Hey, look. When the last time you seen a payphone?
Now, ask me, did it work? I don't know. I think they forgot to pull that motherfucker up.
When the last time you seen a payphone?
It was yesterday, man.
Wait.
What?
We got a payphone at the train station here in Hope. We got one here in Hope at the train station. And they got some at the airport in Little Rock.
I'm gonna tell you where it's one at that still works. I'm just trying to think. But I seen one yesterday, but it didn't work. But yeah, they got some out there that still, you can still put money in them, man.
So do you think that they should all be free? You get like a 5 minute phone call for free.
I mean, it's free.
If you ain't got no cell phone, you lost your cell phone, and somebody texting the fuck out of you, you should be able to grab that motherfucker and call somebody and be like, these niggas texting me over here in Compton.
You know they put that what you're talking about, they put that on every hospital parking lot now.
That's
on every hospital, Kaiser, every hospital, emergency phone. They got it in every parking lot where a motherfucker robber used to run to that phone and hit the emergency free call or police or some shit, man.
Oh, that's dope. That's supposed to be everywhere, though.
At the colleges and the hospital. It's a blue light flashing on the phone, you know?
You know that store, you know that liquor store we be going to when I go out and get the beer, right? That motherfucker got the, it still got the booth right there, but they ain't got no phone in it.
Oh, that's still abandoned. It's some abandoned ones, you know what I'm saying? But. Them cell phones, you really, they could have messed them motherfuckers there. They could have put them on the emergency Wi-Fi, but they still selling dope off them motherfuckers like the old school.
And that's kind of what they do. See, a lot of them, caller ID that's set up. Because if you call me from a payphone, I get the number to the payphone, and I can call you all day long. Especially when
you're late. That part right there.
But you only got 5 minutes to talk.
Yeah, but you remember, if you...
ain't gonna take you 5 minutes to tell motherfucker where you at. Nigga, I'm on Florence and Central, and these motherfuckers trying to kill me. Y'all come over here, 911 or some goddamn body.
They ain't worried about that. Police can't respond anyway. You know what I mean? You know how long it takes the police to answer the phone?
It got longer than it takes for you to call.
Phone came out 911 is a joke because you know motherfucker put you on hold and shit.
They sure
hell yeah.
But they recorded
you. 911, please hold.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, in court, they edit all the phone calls to get right to the call, right? So they just play the important part. They don't play when they put a motherfucker on hold.
Right.
Hold on, sir. Hold on a second, man.
Wait, if this guy knows to have music playing behind him, be like, hold, please. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
they
crazy.
Did that to me. I called for a girl. I was walking, and a girl down the street had accidentally locked her baby Beulah in the house. And she was trying to get back in. We were trying to find different ways back in. But she was one of them bad kids. So it was only a one way in and one way out. So we ended up calling 911. Call 911. She said, okay. She asked me all these questions. And she said, now I have to send you over to the fire department. Please hold. And I was like, well, what the fuck? All my information for you. You can't even help. You wasting time. His little boy still in the house, you know?
Yeah.
911, let's go.
Damn.
This motherfucker robbed me in my house and they didn't come to the next day. Ha ha!
Yeah, they tell you now. They tell you,
hey, you got a
well,
problem.
Sir, we're busy, but you guys can come down here and make an. You can come down here and put out the complaint.
Nigga, they robbed us. Them motherfuckers came to the next day, my nigga.
That's crazy. That's wild.
I'm just saying.
Hateful.
I can't believe that. That is absolutely crazy.
Hateful.
No, I mean, I believe it, but I can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's real shit. That's some real ass shit. Them motherfuckers, they robbed us. My brother then was down the street at the damn, at the phone booth seeing everything go down. And they called the police. The motherfuckers didn't come to the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they knew that we was into some fucked up shit at that time, but still. They're like, oh, psh, that's Scratch House. Fuck them.
Damn.
Seemed like to me.
I know one time something happened and they end up calling, you know, somebody called them on us or whatever. And we end up telling them everything that happened. And then one of them gonna have the audacity to say, man, why y'all ain't called the police? And I just looked at him like that. He was like, oh, you know what? He's like, my bad.
Yeah,
uniform on and everything. I'm like, you know damn well. Why nobody?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, when you, the L.A. County Sheriff is like, that's like the mafia police out this way.
3 million.
Thanks.
The L.A. County Sheriff is the mafia of the police because people don't realize that the LAPD and the sheriff, they don't even get along.
No. Highway Patrol don't get along with their ass either.
They don't get along. Any sheriff and any PD, sheriff and PDs don't get along.
You motherfuckers are gangs.
Man, Man, the biggest gang in America.
Yeah,
because
Torrance PD, don't get along with LAPD.
Hell no. Oh, no, no, no. Now, don't get it mixed up when you go to, when it got Torrance and LAPD.
Yeah, Long Beach, all that shit. None of these motherfuckers get along.
But look, all the L.A. County Sheriff, they are L.A. County Sheriff.
Yep, Sheriff.
But the LAPD don't get along with Torrance.
Bro.
Man.
I went to that jail over there in the hood, right?
Yeah.
To go visit somebody, man. That motherfucker was raining, man. That motherfucker, I had to walk through puddles of water in the jail to go visit him. And leaking ass ceilings and just water everywhere. I'm like, don't y'all know that's bad. Yeah, man, I told that motherfucker.
I know,
that whole Compton
shit was bloody, bro.
That's standing water. Like, motherfucker, don't you know that shit toxic? That shit done went through the drywall, through the dirt. That's groundwater now.
That
Why
shit was
you
coming out
in
the ceiling, though.
Huh?
That shit was coming out the ceiling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It came out the ceiling. But you know, that jail, like, you walk down to the basement. So if the water's coming to the basement, that means it's motherfucking leaking through all the floors.
Nigga, that's like 6-7 floors, though. It started
that's
all
what
the
I'm
way
saying.
From
that
the top.
Leaking, that shit leaking through all them, so all that shit is toxic. But you know the fucked up thing, the thing that the police don't understand? I fuck with groundwater and restoration. So with the police, they think, you know, all the inmates living in that condition. No, motherfucker, you working in that condition, you dumb motherfucker. Your lungs is exposed to that fucking groundwater. Like, they don't even get it. They worry about it fucking up the inmates, but they don't know it's fucking up them, too. Them motherfuckers' lungs is going to be out in the next 10, 15 years. Their lungs is going to be out.
Because that shit
got black mold.
That mold shit.
Yeah, black mold. You got black mold. You got groundwater. Man, that shit do not mix. That air is
not
bad. But they in there. That's why they say you can't bring no phones and shit in there and all that old shit. Because they don't want you to, you know, be televising that shit. How the conditions is.
Yeah. Bro.
That shit was nasty, man. The elevator had broke when I was there. The water got to that motherfucker. Yeah, this is bad. It's like, man, it's like a fucking third world country. It's right around the corner from the house.
Yeah,
I
know.
I'm from
there,
bro. There's nothing
up
there.
Yeah.
Crazy
motherfucker.
That motherfucker do fire.
I want to acknowledge our special guest announced. We got Jay Jeno in the building along with Timothy Sanders. Well, we'll be out to West Radio. We thank you for joining the show with us today.
What's up?
Andy, my fellow crock potians. You heard me?
What's the pot then? What the hell's going on, yo?
What's up? Man, I've just been listening to y'all talk about this dirty jail. Crocker used to have a jail like this. They had to build another jail because that old jail
hey,
was just
you
like
Have you been in that blue motherfucker yet?
Man.
Huh? Anytime you tell me to shut the fuck up, you're gonna be running this motherfucker by yourself.
Please be quiet. How about that?
Oh shit!
I thought he hear what he was saying.
Yo,
That's my bad. I keep forgetting. I didn't mute my microphone. So I got to get towards your name then. But, you know, I'm going to bite back.
I know damn well. Yeah. Hell, you run. This is your show. You want me to put you in timeout?
Oh,
put me a motherfucking time that you want to. I know how to get me out of time.
He was saying something about the jails out there. Now, if you want to get put in time out, I would do a time out. But I know you could take yourself out of time out.
Be friendly, cuz. Be friendly.
You know I love you, man.
Oh, shit.
I was just trying to see what he was saying, though. That's all I was saying.
My bad. I want to hear what he was saying, too. I don't think it contradicts anything that I know personally.
Yeah, I was. Goddamn jail was fucked up. And now it's the probation office, but it was real fucked up, and it was, like, real small. Like, the whole thing, like, you know, it'd be a bunch of people go to jail. It should be so goddamn crowded. The whole thing, like, a damn crowded-ass club, and, you know what I'm saying? It's, it was, like, leaky. Like, the damn leaky shit y'all was talking about. Shit, leaky, leaky. And they had to build a whole new one because it was, you know what I'm saying, that was unlivable, really. Like, a lot of people up and shit like that.
Well, you know, it's crazy, like, everywhere.
Your party's overflowing that bitch tonight.
Well, it's crazy everywhere because they don't look at inmates as people.
Mm-hmm.
They be like, fuck it. Let the motherfuckers drown down there in the water.
Yeah.
And so many words for real, though.
Yeah.
They don't think about
that.
It's messing them up.
Because the motherfucker will let you die in that bitch.
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
You can't make the deal.
You got breathing problems and anything respiratory going on with you. It's going to be times 10 if you around that condition.
Don't put no I-60 in to go to the doctor, and the doctor said they need to see you back in a week. You fucked.
Right.
Damn.
Nigga, you down there like, nigga, this shit is fucked up. Get us out of here. These motherfuckers don't even give a fuck. They
at all.
Because, you know, not only because, okay, you might have some people that did some fucked up shit, some murder, some robbery. But then you might have a motherfucker who just got a traffic violation.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you sit down there getting fucked up, man.
See, I shit so fucked up too. They got motherfuckers that's in there serving time for DWIs to get out on work and to come back drunk like Otis on Andy Griffin.
Oh, yeah. They be like, they let Otis get drunk. They put Otis in the goddamn cell. He wake up in the morning, go on. Then about a day or two later, Otis back in that motherfucker. And Andy Griffin, see, y'all know nothing about Andy Griffin.
That's what I was just going to say. Hey, what Otis used to tell him? Andy say, now, Otis, you can do a $200 fine or you can do $48. Well, I just hate to waste $200 and not get $48.
Wait, he'll go back in the cell. Hey, he'll go back in the cell.
Yeah.
That motherfucker go back in the cell. He's like, well, I just stay one more day.
He going to say you too, because I still watch this guy at the Griffin. I know all the episodes from Nipping in the Bud.
That's dope. I'm glad you brought that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
And I
you
never
know,
figured out on this show.
I used to have to go down there every weekend. She used to have to go to jail every week. But they used to have her down there cooking or whatever. On the weekends and stuff, you know, it was back in the day of old time. She jumped on her husband and stabbed him with like an ice pick or some shit like that.
Lord.
And look, my mama didn't believe none of the stories they used to hear. So they ran into the man one time downtown and he seen her and he spoke to her and he ran like hell when he seen her. And then at the other side they bumped into the ones or whatever, just walking on the street, and he's like, "Oh, Rosie, is that you?" He said, I miss your biscuits or whatever. He said, "I sure ain't seen you in a long time, Rosalie." Well, and she said, "Oh, yes, Yes, Warden, I'm a Christian now. And then she told me, she said, I'm a Christian now.
Wait a minute, hold on.
We give you church and everything on here. Amen. Quiet, amen.
Hey, out there in Texas, do y'all got to wear, if you got to do jail time, you going to turn yourself on the weekends and get out and got to turn yourself in
you
the next
you
weekend?
Used to. You can't do that shit no more.
Hey,
what's that jail in Texas?
Hell no, you go.
That whole city, they be having inmates clean up the streets and the freeway, man. In the black and white city.
California, goddammit.
No, I was driving through Texas.
You talking about
man,
in Texas?
I was going to pick up that car. It was in between Dallas and going to Houston. Some little town I went through. Man, them jokers over there. There's a black man, them jokers outside with cleaning the freeways and cleaning up the road and shit. I said, that town, the cleanest town I drove through.
Nigga, that sound like, nigga, what was that goddamn, that sound like life, nigga. Don't you remember that movie with Martin Lawrence?
it was like that, but it was in Texas. It was close to Houston.
I
was on my way to Houston.
I be trying my best to not get put in jail down that way.
Maybe Jasper.
But they got a spot like that in Arizona. That do that shit. Them motherfuckers be out there with a pink and white stripe, pink and black stripes.
And this shit was like, it looked like trusty heaven.
Was it Swinney or Rosenberg?
That jail?
That's a good question.
Damn.
You talking about that city?
Yeah, it had to be one of them towns where they grow the crops out there in the field, right?
It wasn't, no. They wasn't cutting no crops. They was maintaining the city. They was maintaining the grass, the trash and all that. They wasn't cutting no grass. They was maintaining all the trash and shit like that. And they were, when I got to that close to that jail, they was cleaning up around the jail and shit. I said, damn. But that town was clean. Yeah, that town was clean. That's the cleanest town I've seen traveling.
I do life.
Wasn't a piece of trash on the ground.
Damn.
Well, see, it's different because, like, when you out that way, them motherfuckers make you do that type of shit. You know, here, they don't. The only thing they got, you know, you got the fire camp to where when there's some kind of fires going on in Cali, you got to go on. You could go on help fight the fires, and a whole lot of people want to go to fire camp because. They got
get
a
away.
Better life at fire camp than they do when they just in jail.
Yeah.
But they make them motherfucking ass do community service, so you could be out there on that goddamn freeway.
Yes,
you be out there on the freeway, the highway, however y'all call it. And I remember I had to do that shit. And my brother and them punk ass, they pulled up while I was doing community service, and they made it seem like the car broke down. They was just sitting up there clowning the motherfucker the whole time. But,
damn.
Wow.
That ain't no
good.
Them
motherfuckers, they
no
stopped. They put the goddamn hood up like the car was broke down, and they just clowned me the whole fucking time.
Hey, well, one thing about doing that community service, I did that Caltrans shit. Well, you find some amazing shit on that fucking freeway, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Caltrans. That's exactly what it is, baby.
Our money, dope, all kind of shit motherfuckers don't throw out the car.
Hell yeah. I found some money. I found so much weed.
Yeah, for real.
When that nigga throw out the window, man, Caltrans, y'all, you be cleaning the freeway, that motherfucker. You like, damn. What the fuck?
But they got to get rid of it.
But look, though, that shit ain't fun when it's 100 and motherfucking 10 degrees outside.
Damn.
That was my thing, nigga. I was out there. Nigga, it's 110 degrees out there, and I'm doing Caltrans. I did that shit for one day, bro. And I went back to the court the next day and said, okay, how much I owe y'all? Let me just, I ain't going back to that Nigga, I had 12 days of Caltrans. After that first day,
that's
I just 12. Went back to the court and paid them motherfuckers.
Nigga, I had 120 yeah, days.
120 days of Caltrans?
Hell motherfucking yeah, nigga.
Oh, hell
no.
That's what.
And I had to pay to do that shit. And they make you pay to do Caltrans.
You just killed my whole body right now.
Nigga, I had to pay to do Caltrans. Go to court, pay the court to do Caltrans. That's your bullshit. You pay by how many hours you got.
Wait a minute, hold on. 120 days of Caltrans?
They want to put, just remember, 120 days, so they wanted a lot of money from me. Plus, they wanted me to pay to do Caltrans. So I was cheaper for me to pay to do Caltrans and just show up. Fuck that.
My shit was different. It was either do Caltrans for 12 days or pay them not to do the Caltrans.
Nah, my shit was pay them not to do the Caltrans or pay them to do the Caltrans.
Damn.
Wait a minute. You did a whole 20 days of Caltrans.
You said 20 days?
120 days.
Yeah, they spread that shit out, nigga. They
gave
you so much time to complete it, bro.
Yeah, you got to pay to complete it.
I got lucky because if you know the game, you go out there and first.
No.
Listen, bro, you go out there and you get to know these motherfuckers and you do what you first.
Yeah, very let you go.
And y'all know how y'all was talking about how bad the conditions was a few years ago when it froze the first time here, real bad in 21. It was a guy. He was a silly with somebody else. He went ahead and took his lick, and he posted the picture of how they was doing and how they was treating him there because his cellmate had sickle cell. And was really about to die on the cool, you know. And he went ahead and took his lick and posted it and posted some pictures and even posted where they was at and everything like that. Posted a video of the guy, screaming how they scream or whatever when they having a crisis. And he saved his life. He took his lick, you know. He gave him more time, but he saved his man's life, though.
Yeah,
I heard about it.
Yeah,
this is.
I think that's crazy.
That's why they started
2021.
What's that though?
You hear me?
Name by.
How much time we got?
15 minutes and 30 seconds.
They did give him extra time. I can't remember how much, though. He wasn't supposed to have a cell phone, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes it's like people go that extra mile for somebody who needs that extra mile when it comes down to that damn whole, prison, jail, all of that stuff. Because, I mean, even like me and Kaylon talking about when we got to do them Caltrans, that Caltrans shit is fucking crazy.
It's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
It's
especially in Cali.
Yeah.
I had 12 days. This nigga had 120.
You had a low bill. Your bill was low. How much they was asking you for? A couple of thousand?
Huh?
How much was they asking you for? About a thousand?
Look, I was only 18.
What?
I was 18 years old. And I figured it was about
asking for the replacement
$2,500.
They was asking you for $2,500, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how much they was asking me for.
Nigga, $25,000. If you got them 120 more than my 12.
Man, I'm like, what the hell did you do?
Damn.
It's in the summertime, and you got to go up. You got to go up the hills on the freeway.
Oh, man.
Pick up grass. And like you said, you be finding weed, money. So when the police...
That was before.
When the police chase these motherfuckers, they throw shit out the window.
Hey, that was before the fentanyl epidemic. So if you found a motherfucking pound of weed, you could smoke that shit. Now you find a pound of weed, you better leave.
Now no more.
Right.
I know more.
Wow.
I know more. That shit might have some fentanyl in it. You be fuck everybody up.
Back then, all that motherfucker shit that them motherfucker throw out the window, when the police chase them, you going to find all that shit.
Anything illegal, that motherfucker was out in need. I seen fucking... Nigga, I seen a bottle of Hennessy, nigga, where a nigga threw that shit out the window, and you could tell he barely started drinking.
Right.
I want to know the stories behind these bottles and shit getting thrown out, you know? That'll be a cold ass little.
Hey, that's going to be our new movie. We're going to call that shit Caltrain.
That'll be psychic. Like, wonder where this shit, how this shit got here. Like, how did this shit get here?
Motherfucker finding burners and shit. Motherfucker burners is all out there.
You know they got murders on them if the motherfucker threw them. Shit.
Hell
yeah.
We're
trying not to catch that hot one.
If y'all ain't from California, it's something called Caltrans, and that's what they make y'all do for community service. So they put
I live
you
in
on
Texas, but I'm from Cali, so I know.
Yeah,
I know.
They put you on the freeway, and you be on the side of the freeway, up on the hills and all that shit, cleaning up trash that should just stay the fuck there. Who give a fuck about those goddamn McDonald's rappers and all that shit up there?
You do 3 days, you be right behind the nigga, the Caltrans dude that got the chainsaw cutting the tree. They hand your ass some loppers and all that shit and make you move that shit too, you know?
Mm-hmm. But when you do a Caltrans, you find a whole lot of shit.
Hell yeah, a lot of shit. A whole lot of shit.
Y'all see, my community service, last time I had community service was back in 2011. It was me and my homeboy. What they basically did was here that they handed us a machete and they just threw our ass out in the woods and they say, stay out here like maybe 5-6 hours, seven, maybe, you know what I'm saying? And then they'll count it as 2 hours or something. But we just saying right there, we already had our cigarettes. We had, you know, had the music. And when nobody watched that, you know, we were cutting shit. I mean, we just said, no, sometimes we get bored and we'll just take a machete to chop a little branch or some shit. But then, hey, my ass
these niggas here be watching you. They be watching you like a hawk. They be on your ass. They be on your
what
ass.
What the hell out of me? Oh, shit. I come back laughing for the goddamn show. I'm so sorry for interrupting you all. Y'all can keep going and talking. You got 9 minutes before the show is over. So I'm back at it. Never back at it.
Hey, K-9. We just need to pull over a freeway and act like we Caltrans, nigga.
It's too many homeless
Hell
people
no.
living.
And just start looking, we might find all kinds of shit out there.
Nah, the homeless people getting it all now. Them homeless people sleeping on the side of the freeway. Going out.
If we go out there with the goddamn metal detector, they can be like, eh.
This nigga said metal detector.
Hey, you gonna be this shit gonna be out there going out because you passed over some lug nuts and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, we got it. Hey, look, I'm telling you, if you go down the 210 or the 110 freeway, you're gonna find
shit.
Hell yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question. Just for y'all out there off that 110 freeway. How many times have you been on that freeway? And a tie just come rolling past you.
A car or a cop?
You come on a tire with no car.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Like it done popped off a car. How many times you done this shit?
That shit happened to me about 3 or 4 times, my nigga.
Damn.
I thought I was the only motherfucker that shit ever happened to.
No, I was on the 210. That shit happened twice on the 210. Nigga, we in the car, we rolling, going to the studio. Nigga, and all of a sudden, a tire just start flying past me.
Damn.
I don't know why. You doing a cool 65 Sydney already. Where the fuck
and
this
then,
time? Who gonna...
And then they happened on the... It happened on the 110 a whole lot because niggas had the Danas on their car and they didn't put the goddamn they didn't put their lugs on tight enough.
Dumb.
Didn't put that motherfucking hammer on that motherfucker enough. So motherfuckers going down the freeway trying to go on 3 wheels. And then when they come down, the whole motherfucking shit come up and the goddamn whole Dana go down the freeway.
Well, I bet they shit a brick when that shit happened to them. I bet they shit a brick when that shit happened. I wonder what they be going through their mind when they just ride and shit just happened.
I mean, just think about it. How the fuck do you steer a vehicle that you've been rolling 4 wheels on forever, and all of a sudden you got 3 of them. You don't know which way, what to do.
You just lift that one damn tire off the ground that ain't got a tire on it.
Yeah, we ain't got no switches on anything, man. So y'all ain't got some switches. Hit a switch and bring real motion and all that bullshit.
We
got pancakes and belly flops.
My nigga did that shit. We was on Crenshaw. My nigga Inky. That motherfucker shit. That nigga got up. That motherfucker, he didn't tighten up his shit. That whole goddamn, the whole tire started rolling down motherfucking Crenshaw. And the only thing that nigga do was put it on 3.
Yeah.
And then they had to pull over, but at the same time, nigga, if you had Dayton in a Lolo on Crenshaw, your ass about to get jacked. So now, jumping out the car trying to go and chase the Dayton down the street.
Somebody looking at you like taking shit.
Hey, nigga, know that one day you cost $1,500. See, I'm finna go get this motherfucker.
Nigga was in the car, and the Dayton flew off because he went up trying to hit the corner, and the whole Dayton flew off the goddamn car.
That's my one thing off the back of my car.
Yeah. The whole knockoff came off.
My whole rim was rolling down the street. I was going backwards, backing up, and that motherfucker came off.
Hey, figures out.
Yeah.
you could tell a nigga with the weakest switches, though. He's still a hard switch. I always go out in the middle of motion.
That's when the battery go out.
Right. Nigga solenoid burn out for the battery, dude.
Well, yeah, if your solenoid go out, you ass out. You burn out.
Oh, yeah,
you ass
out with
your solenoid. Oh, your solenoid, that's going to stop. But solenoid probably will start a fire.
Nigga, that motherfucker make you sit on the ground. Hey, look, that solenoid make you sit on the ground. You be sitting on the ground, you ain't going nowhere.
That's solenoid.
Or to burn out the last position.
Burn that whole fucking car up.
Like I said, nigga, we on Chris, y'all. This nigga Dayton up blew off. He's sitting up there on three wheels without the third wheel. Niggas is running down the street trying to get the goddamn the Dayton. And then you got all the motherfuckers that's trying to jack you for the Dayton sitting around.
Hell yeah. Nigga, that's a cool 700 to 1,000 for one room wheel.
Yeah, and the only thing that's going to burn your solenoids out and shit is if you hitting the switch while your battery low. That's what fuck your shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You while your battery low,
yep.
That shit going to start a fire or burn some shit out.
Crenshaw? Back in the day, nigga, that was Jack Central, nigga.
That's why
them songs say.
What?
That's why. Hey, go listen to that old last song, DJ Vaughn and Killer Dayton. Go listen to that Killer Dayton song.
Killer Dayton, nigga.
Man, I ain't heard that in a minute.
Nigga, Chris,
I got that fucking record here somewhere.
But look, we came off of Florence and we was going towards Manchester. So we wasn't down there.
Oh yeah, you was in
Oh yeah.
Manchester?
We went down Florence and then we made a left on Crenshaw. We were going toward Manchester now.
And
we was going the other way.
You said I'm going
that
would have
been all bad.
Yeah. I know where
he is.
Huh?
Do a direct connect.
Oh, shit.
I don't think I can do a direct connect. Hold on.
What the fuck you say?
$3 million. Okay. Yeah. I can't direct connect from here, but we got 1 minute. We got 1:15 left. We're going to see if we can hang on for a while to do some after hours. But I can't do a direct connect right here. Then I have to start a direct connect to do it.
Yeah. And I just looked up and see what time it was. But before we run out of time, we'll let y'all know we do have a special guest for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, Rico C, Southern Soul Artist, will be in the house tomorrow night. Y'all make sure y'all check us out. 8 to 10 p.m., 6 to 10, 6 to 8 on your Pacific, and 9 to 11 on your Eastern Time. Make sure y'all check us out, baby. Hit us up 323-642-1597. Send your music in to amw22@gmail.com or kingsclatch@gmail.com. That's my time, and I'm going to salute y'all. Woo! We out.
Just don't hit end episode. We might be safe. If you don't hit end
episode. That's the problem. I'm not even at the computer.